2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Did you guys know we're on? We're doing the 15-minute morning show podcast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hello. How are
hello.
You?
Hello, Froggy.
Nice to see you.
There you go. Hi. Howdy.
Hi.
There's Froggy. There's Danielle. There's Scotty B. There's, Garrett in front of the fireplace.
Garrett.
With the stockings hung by the chimney with care.
It's my Christmas special.
There's Gandhi and there's Straight Nate on, you're on, what's that street you're on?
I'm on Main Street, Elvis. Hello.
Main Street, USA.
Yes, in Disney.
There's Mickey.
There's Scary and there's Brody in the den.
Do you see what Brody has on? He has on the Brooklyn Boys Ugly Christmas sweater, which is for sale right now if you go to there.
You bought one, didn't you, Danielle?
Yes, I did. I paid retail. I did not get that one for free.
Nice.
Out of all of the Brooklyn Boys merch you've received, this is the one you paid for?
That's the one I paid for. I have a couple of freebies coming in the mail today, but that's the one
I paid for. Don't tell them that.
I'm sorry.
I think I do, too.
Yeah, we all do. We all
out of 11.
Scary, you promised me I could get one.
Elvis, yours is going to be mailed out today, too. Why would you guys, you bought all this stuff. I didn't send you shit.
Scary. This is the best. When you're giving us all of this stuff, like Oprah, like, you get a shirt, and you get a shirt, and you get a shirt, and Brody's not around, and we're like, is Brody going to get mad? What do you say? I don't give a fuck. Fuck Brody. That's what you say.
He says, fuck him.
Yeah.
You know what?
The worst
thing is, he gets all the credit for giving them out, and I pay for half of it, and I don't get any credit. So you're half welcome, all of you.
Thanks, Brody.
Right. Yeah. By the way, the hoodies cost more than the shirts, so this is quality.
Oh.
Well, the hoodies retail for like $29.99.
Oh, so I've got two hoodies on the way and some tank tops for Lisa. That's nice.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, so the Brooklyn Boys merch, how do people pay legitimately for it?
If you go to brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
Brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
Or just
I gotta say, the sweater, the ugly Christmas sweater is actually really cool. It's got their hashtags on it and stuff.
Let me see it, Brody.
I can't
see it.
Go right up to the camera.
Yeah, you gotta
thanks,
come up.
Thanks, Gary.
Model it for us. Look at that.
Mm.
That is an ugly Brooklyn Boys sweater.
And it's the Mets colors, I noticed.
Is that a dreidel in the middle?
Yeah, that's the T-shirt version that you're wearing, not the sweater.
All right. Well, okay.
I have the sweater.
We're moving on. Enough of the Brooklyn Boys.
All right.
We've given them a lot of merch love.
Got to feed the kids. Thanks.
So, what were we going to talk about?
The vaccine.
If we get the vaccine.
Froggy, pose the question. What's the question?
Okay. Would you be willing to take the vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine, if you knew that you were going to grow an extra appendage of some kind from some place, but you could not determine what it is or where it is?
Could it be a penis?
Yes.
That's an appendage.
But maybe not.
But it could be a penis grown out of your nose. I mean, you don't ever know.
No, that's a hard pass for me, dog.
Give it to me.
Really?
I've always been a dick nose.
Even if you knew you'd never get COVID and you would be fine and you wouldn't pass it to anybody.
Why would I want to take that risk of growing something in the middle of my fucking forehead?
Why would you want to take the risk of dying from COVID?
Right.
Because I think I have a 99.4% chance of surviving and just dealing with the COVID.
Not in that shape, you don't. I would take the risk.
And you could get an operation to get the appendage removed, maybe.
Yeah, if you got a dick nose, you could have it taken off.
I'm with Siri. I'm gonna be a hard pass because I don't want a dick growing out of my ear.
No.
Right? Wait. You may not have a dick growing out of your ear. You'll have a tail growing out of where your coccyx is.
But wait a minute.
Have you ever had a dick in your ear, Elvis?
Guys.
Yes.
Do you not see the image of Froggy sitting at home like this with his ear?
Exactly. Like, even if I did grow a third arm, I would be down. You'd be able to pick up so much stuff and open doors for people.
See,
like, why wouldn't I want that?
This is why we love Gandhi. Gandhi is going to take her third arm and turn it into something useful.
Like that elephant you guys like.
Yeah, but what if the third arm is growing out of your vagina? Yeah. Then it doesn't do you any good.
Maybe I'm thinking too logically about this.
Do you know how much money you could make off of like OnlyFans if I had a third arm growing out of my vagina? You guys are thinking about this all wrong.
You know what, Gandhi, the glass is half full.
What if the third arm was growing into your vagina?
So let me ask you guys a question, though. If you had to pick something that would grow, what would you pick?
Oh, I have my choice
like
of
finger.
Growth. Hold on.
A finger?
A finger's easy and you
an
can
extra
hide
finger.
That.
Yeah, I guess so. But then you need the gloves with an extra finger.
There's a guy in the NFL that has an extra finger. He has six fingers, and they said that it helps him catch the ball better. Because he has
it does.
And did he take the vaccine? Is that how he got it?
I don't know, but he has gloves made for him. And Jason Pierre-Paul, that plays for the Buccaneers, used to play for the Giants, he blew half of his fingers off, and they made special gloves for him. So it's like, trust me.
That's right.
There's will, there's a way.
I'd like to grow an extra mouth. This way I would only eat half the food and not gain as much weight.
Double the smell.
Appendage only.
You'd make twice the noise when you ate.
Hold on. Why wouldn't you gain weight if you had two mouths?
Because
twice as much, not half.
Be going in. You know what? I want an extra stomach so I could store the rest of my
appendage.
Food.
Scary. Yeah, it has to grow out of your body.
Yeah, you're not following. You're not playing by the realistic rules that we've set forth.
I would like another kidney.
I'll take an extra heart for backup.
I'm sorry, I didn't go over the boundaries.
I mean, if it grew in the right place, I would like to have a second penis. So it just needs to grow in the right place because it would be.
Where's that?
Where would the right place be?
Well, like down by my other penis.
How about, next to your mouth?
Just wrap it around. don't mind me over here.
If it grew out of your butt.
Didn't Enrique draw one on your face?
No, that was somebody else that was on the airplane, not me. I never had a dick drawn on my face before. Sorry.
You have to explain why, though, they drew dicks on people's faces and...
If you fall asleep on Enrique's airplane while he's awake and he decides to draw a penis on your face with a black Sharpie, so then that way when you leave the plane, you have a giant dick drawn on your face.
It's his plane.
Enrique Iglesias.
Right.
That's his plane. He can do what he wants. It's my plane. I can draw a penis on your face if I wish.
Right. I would put a nose on my butt cheeks.
Why?
Why do you want to smell your ass?
That would be so you wouldn't know if you farted or sneezed.
Of course you would. You would know.
Yeah.
Oh, Garrett.
Smell your face.
Garrett.
This is my appendage. Don't tell me how to wear my appendage.
One would smell like garlic and one would smell like shit. I hope you would know the difference.
Well, it's by your ass, so you got to think the lines are going to cross, so you could have a fart coming out of your nose.
Fine. You know what? Fine. Put a friggin' nose by your asshole. Go ahead.
I'm getting COVID instead of Garrett's idea. Yeah.
What would you guys do if you were about to have sex with a woman and a hand came out of her vagina?
Dude, you high five.
I don't have to worry about that now, do I?
Yes, you are safe.
Well, the polite thing to do is introduce yourself and shake hands.
Right.
Fist bump.
You don't want to be rude.
Shaking hands. We don't do that anymore.
No. It's also true.
Well,
I think everyone's really underestimating how great an extra limb could be. Like, what could you do with three legs? Maybe you would be super fast. We don't know. We're just scared of it because it doesn't exist. It could.
There's one person we haven't asked about this is Scotty B.
Yeah.
What?
Didn't you say penis nose?
Yeah.
Penis nose. Oh.
Yeah.
You would want a dick grown out of your nose?
I would just wear a mask and just not risk it.
You would look like Pinocchio.
No, he wouldn't do it. He said he wouldn't take the vaccine. Yeah. He'd just wear a mask.
Well, he'd have to wear a mask if he had a dick on his nose, too.
Why,
this has really run its course, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And that's the problem with this 15-minute morning show podcast. We have how many minutes left?
Six. But yesterday we went over by five. God. So really, we only have one left if we want to be.
True. This is true.
We were bonused. By the way, yesterday's 15-minute morning show podcast was one of my favorites.
Mine too.
Can we have him on the air? Because he said he has that trick. He has that trick that he wants to do with a caller.
Nobody else here wanted to be a magician. Am I the
only hell yeah.
Growing up, I had the kit. I had the kit growing up, of course.
I wanted to be a magician so bad. I had all the kits. I learned I can't do it anymore.
Is that why you started killing people? You just made them disappear? That was your way?
No, I'm not a murderer.
Sawed them in half.
Sawed them in half.
Here's a question for everybody in the room. What fanciful thing that you probably really can't make a living out of, unless you're somebody like John, who's fantastic at being a magician, what fanciful thing did you want to be when you were little? I wanted to be a magician.
A radio guy.
Play for the Knicks.
There you
nice.
Go.
Oh, there you go.
I still can probably this year, I mean.
Well, no, but your question was what thing would you want to do, but you would never have made money
on it. Yeah, you wouldn't have made money on it. I actually watched this documentary about magicians, right? Right. I don't know why I got any hearing. But I watched this documentary on magicians. It was actually very sad. There was this guy living in it. Like he had to move back in with his parents.
Well, I would think comedy is kind of like that, right, Brody? I mean, it's really rough out there, especially now, but trying to work all the clubs and you get paid nothing to do these stand-up nights.
We used to perform in comedy clubs all over the Northeast, and half the time we got like $50 in nachos. You know, it's not everyone gets a sitcom. So you're going from town to town. I think I've told the story. We once played a club in Connecticut. It was a roadside bar. And we did comedy behind chicken wire, and people threw stuff at the stage.
They threw beer bottles at you?
Yeah, salt and pepper shakers. It was designed for like a band would go up. People didn't like the band. They'd throw stuff. They had a comedy night. We did comedy behind chicken wire and had people throwing stuff at us.
So Froggy has chicken wire up between his side of the bed and Lisa's side of the bed.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. And she throws shit at me all the time.
She's throwing shit at you. Well, so that's one. Look, a comedian, that's what they want to do. They want to stand on a stage and make you laugh, but they're not going to always really make a living out of it. You know, mm-hmm. I get it. There's an answer to your question. How's that example there, Straight Nate?
Yep. It worked. Yeah.
I wanted to be a dolphin trainer. I think a lot of animal trainers don't get the pay that they deserve either.
I agree. No.
People who research them and do things with them.
All right. All now that conversation's run out of steam.
Okay. What's next?
You have 4 minutes left.
Oh, fuck.
Are we question. Still saying no to the poop ID? Is that still a no?
That's so gross. We have so many gross.
I've heard of face ID. What exactly is poop ID?
It's a thing.
Glad you asked.
Well, you know what? As a dog owner, no, you should know this. Froggy, you know, you and I, we've talked about it. We have poop ID with our dogs. I know with my two dogs who left what where. I can tell by looking at it who it belongs to.
Yeah, I have one dog that has more girth and more
It just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter why. I'm just saying we just know.
Yeah, I can just tell between my two dogs, too.
Absolutely. Exactly. But Scotty has the ability to do it with people.
Well, yeah.
Not looking at it, just by...
I mean, there's
this is not what I wanted to get.
No,
it's not.
I'll keep it clean.
Thank you.
There's very very few people in the building right now. There's probably only like 6 or 7 of us here during the morning. And so there's one guy down the hall, has a very distinctive poop smell. So I know when he's been in there before I go in. And I walked in there before, yeah. I'm like, oh, God, he was here again.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He has very unhealthy gut flora.
It's so stupid. You guys are the worst.
Gandhi, you wanted them to talk about this. This was your idea.
I know, it's just so dumb, and I knew at some point gut flora was going to come out of Scary's mouth. I knew it. I was waiting for it.
Is that your new drag name, gut flora?
I mean, how bad does the internal cavity have to smell?
Well, look, not to be incredibly disgusting, but don't you think that everybody has a very distinct poop smell? You know what yours is?
It's your diet.
Yeah, it depends on what you eat.
Your body makeup and how your body processes food.
Sometimes it does smell like meat sauce.
My gosh.
Sure.
Why do
call
all these topics?
There. Look, he's leaving. Call it. Damn it,
look
Scotty.
What you did.
All
look
these
what you
topics
did.
Always come from
See,
Scotty. Why
I
is that?
I hope you're happy.
This
I hope
really
you're
so
happy.
Weird.
Look what you did.
This is... Sir, this is next level garbage. I mean,
how much time is left?
I can't believe
I think it's
actually,
done. It's got to be over.
Are we
talking
done?
You talk about stepping in his dog's shit with the socks on. I mean, that's grosser.
More gross. Man, no,
I think we can't talk about poop now for like a month.
Yeah.
I think we should go the rest of December without talking about poop.
How far have we fallen since yesterday when we had the best podcast?
Scotty, most people that have animals step in poop every now and then. I'm going to go ahead and say most people don't go around sniffing other people's poop to identify them.
I got to tell you, speaking of animals' poop, I actually threw up in my mouth the other day because Sawyer had a bellyache and had diarrhea.
Okay.
Can we stop? Froggy, are we over?
Yeah, you know what? We're done. We're done. Everybody say goodbye.
Peace out.
Bye. We're done.
Bye. Hey, wait. One
what?
Thing before we wrap up.
Oh, here we go.
We know exactly where the line is for Elvis, and it's meat sauce.
Meat sauce.
No, it's meat sauce in relation to a poop in a toilet.
Yes.
Okay. That's going to be the title.
Okay. He's out. Everybody say title. Bye.
Gross.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.